woods and the water fisher folk. The ad customs is air passant, even a walk isn't the same as what it wears when the boats were starting the line fishing. The fishermen had to gun away to the taste for the mussels. They used to gun for about a week and come back with a boatload. And they were put into the scraps over the rocks till they were wanted. The lines was a lot of hard work. There was 140 yokes to the line. Now the mussels was out of skin. That had a proper knife for that. And when the bait was there skinned, they got started with the line. It was put in a proper basket called a line swill. Each yoke was to bait and put along the front of the swill in rows. And if one was laid down wrong, all the lot went wrong. It was a very particular job to bait a line. And it took about 3 weeks to feed. Red was driven and put away till the next day morning, about 4 or 5 o'clock. Somebody would go to the bank top and see what the weather was like. And if it was air right, the fishermen was air curled, and the waves used to help them doing with the lines. Each man had two, and then the waves got up and helped them to carry them down and carry the sandbags. That was their ballast. And when the boats got away, the waves used to start again and skin the mussels ready for when the boat landed. And that they used to be waiting on the bank top with our creels and baskets to carry the fish to the top of the shore. And it used to be sailed at so much stewing. There was an old man used to have the whiter scales, and he charged them a few coppers for that. But now the fish is all tuned to the fish key at North Shields and sail back, and they thought it was better for them to send the doom to the key. Formerly, the fish used to be sailed at Newcastle Key, and the fisherways used to have to go near and bide. When the Ard Cunnacourt Station used to be up from Aft London, where the tip is now. And the mushers knew that the want for bait comes on the railway in bags. And the men wheel them down in wheelbarrows. But there's no boats gave to the fishers now like what there used to be. There was about 30 went out of the harbour, but there's not half of that now, so it's denoot like lots of the other things. Spoken by Isabella Henry on Armistice Day, 1948.